Well, just 3 years ago, the Australian airline Qantas was dealing with severe turbulence when it posted a $2.8 billion financial loss. This year, the turnaround for Qantas continues as it posted a healthy after-tax profit for the full year of $852 million. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan was at this morning's results briefing at Mascot in Sydney, and he joins me now. Peter, many airlines around the world are still struggling, so what's Qantas doing differently?
Well, Tom, on the surface, that $852 million profit looks good, but it is down by just over 17%. But this year, Qantas has been helped by the sale of its lease at Sydney's domestic airport. Qantas International, though, is still being challenged, but the group profit has been helped by more cost-cutting and a very strong domestic business. Now, while Alan Joyce is firmly in control at Qantas after some tough years, he now has some time to talk about non-aviation issues on the national agenda. So I asked Mr. Joyce about the $10.8 million payout Australia Post gave Ahmed Fahour. But first I asked Mr. Joyce about same-sex marriage, given that he's urging Australians to vote yes in the coming vote.
I fundamentally believe if you believe in a fair go for all Australians, you should vote yes. And if you believe in love and commitment, you should vote yes. And where else in the world would an openly gay Irishman become the CEO of the leading iconic brand?
Are you disappointed that this has become a very hot political debate that's quite divisive at the same time?
Yes, I think it has become divisive, and some of the material that we're seeing coming out is very hurtful. Hurtful to gay families, hurtful to children of gay parents, hurtful to the community. That worries me. I think that's why I've always said and always thought there should be a decision that should be done by Parliament, and I still believe that.
Have you had any backlash in the corporate sense about speaking publicly about this?
A lot of corporate leaders are very strong and supportive on this. I was even saying that Richard Branson, when he was down here, he's been a big supporter of LGBTI rights. He was hammering Qantas on everything under the sun, but one thing he was actually promoting was our support for marriage equality, and he's been even more vocal in some ways on this.
Now, you're in a high-pressure job, and you've been rewarded for that, given what Qantas and you've been through over the last number of years, but today the Australia Post chief executive, former chief executive Ahmed Fahour, Australia Post has revealed that he's going to be walking away with $10.8 million made of his base salary and long-term incentives over the years. But is that a fair salary for someone who's basically a corporatised public servant?
What I can say in our case is that our remuneration for the senior executives has always been based on the performance of Qantas. So when Qantas didn't perform well, nobody got bonuses.
Today, the Australia Post chairman, John Stanhope, has said that although there's nothing he could do about Ahmed Fahour's pay, he did concede that it didn't pass the community test or the pub test. Is that a fair enough thing, given that Ahmed Fahour turned the business around from a failing letters business to a parcels business?
All I can say is the relationship with Australian Post has been really strong. It's done a fantastic job at turning that business around.
Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce. Peter, how did investors react to the Qantas profit result?
Tom, they seem very relaxed at Alan Joyce's leadership at Qantas, so Qantas shares were up 3.3% in late morning trade.
The ABC Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.